Swearing? No?
Yes? Yeah. Yeah.
Anything.
Anything you want. Yeah.
All right. Very good.
What's up, y'all? My name is Ian Edwards, and welcome to the Soccer Comic Rant. I'm trying to see if I can remember the name of this podcast because it's been a few months since we've done it, but we're back. Got a studio full of people, but before I introduce them, I just want to say my special just came out. It's available at Comedy Central. It's called Ian Talk. So go to the website. It's in front of the paywall, so you just type it in and you can watch it. And besides that, want to hit up our sponsor, onthevolleyapparel.com. You go there, and they got tanks, tees, hoodies, sweatshirts for men and women, different styles, different shapes, different sizes. You know, go there. They can outfit your local soccer team. And use my promo code ComicRant to get 20% off. So hit them up. They got some dope-ass gear there on thevolleyapparel.com. And let me see, where do I start? Could start with Spurs regular XG marks the spot. Xavier, what's the deal, fam?
How we doing, dude? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been what you said, like 2 months, huh?
Two and a half, something like that. Right? That's when the season ended, like May.
You looking at me?
Yeah. Season. He's blind, but he's good. I'm going to introduce him, Martin Harris.
Yes, sir.
Right, so 442 magazine. Polish. I have nothing to do with that. He's also a Spurs fan. I have nothing to do with that. But he's here and he's a guest, and we're gonna talk about the season that's coming up and the Charity Shield. And then my homie, I haven't seen him in a long fucking time. Straight from England, Jamaican pale face, Tony Hendricks. We've done a lot of shows back in the day together, and he's in town. Just so happened to be in town, and I was like, "Hey, come down to the podcast." And just to show how righteous of a, you know, man that he is, he's a Man U fan.
Yeah.
Travels with his shirt, so just happens to have it. I met him 30 more, not 30 years ago, but he's been a comic for 30 years, and we did shows together. But now he's a screenwriter. That's how he pays the bills, and that's why he's in town. What up, Tony?
I'm good.
You're good?
I'm good. Great to be here.
And great to be here.
It is.
Despite
it is.
I put you. Well, he's the coolest Spurs fan I know.
Really?
This guy.
Okay.
Is the cruelest. He's the coolest. Well, that's what we got.
You gotta be.
So what's up, y'all?
Good.
Good?
Yeah, good to be in LA. That's kind of nice. Excited now, personally, mm-hmm. for the season, the way that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is putting together the Ute.
Right.
I mean, that is good. And it's always good before the first game kicks off, because it's all in front of us, right? Anything can happen. Any card can play.
My mind has gone down the road already.
Where?
We definitely need a central midfielder. Specifically Bruno Fernandes.
That's a fight we're having today.
Right.
I think he's going to a different town in the same country, yeah.
But there'll be room. Yep. There'll be room in your side. There'll be room in your side because Eriksen's coming to us.
Got a thing that Eriksen were making I don't know. See, that's the thing. This is why I didn't want to do a podcast before the season started, because there's just so many rumors flying around and you don't know what is true. And then like journalists or some of these people who make these things, they don't care because they know people are going to click on it. They're going to get the attention for the post that they want. And that's all that matters. It's like back in the day, printing the right thing mattered. Putting the right story out mattered. Now it's just like, how can I make people click this and read this so that I can keep my job and keep writing more shit?
Yes. Although not quite in England, because The Sun was always known for spreading a lot of transfer rumors, right? People just read it differently now because they read it online, they read it on internet. But The Sun or News of the World, remember that kind of newspaper?
They always
had a lot of mishits in terms of transfers, and a lot of that was not true. I remember because when I used to work in the news, sports newspaper.
I'm not saying it never happened, but now for real, it's just
rampant. Now it's just uncontrollable.
How are you going to believe a report? Christian Eriksen left convinced by 5-year contract offer, and it's written by the Spurs web. Well, I think they could be biased, you know, in the same way that you have done. Man United agree 142 million worth deals to seal signing. the faithful. Again, that's going to be biased the other way, right?
So yeah, the biggest rumor today with United, and I listened to it as a matter of fact on a pretty believable podcast. Like the biggest rumor is that
this one.
No.
You said no. What you do? This not believable.
I just said I don't.
Do transfer rumors, and he's just like, God damn.
But click on the link.
But the rumor is with Neymar, and that, you know, because he wants to go to Barcelona next year, so apparently he would possibly consider going on loan for 1 year for $25 million to Man U, but also they have to pay 100% of his wages from PSG, because he doesn't want to play for PSG anymore.
Right.
So in order to go to Barcelona next year, he will go on a loan to Man U for 1 year.
Well, one thing about that is actually interesting is that the Old Trafford pitch does need rolling. So, you know, he could help us with that.
He can smooth out the grass even it out.
Especially on the touchline.
You wouldn't want him?
No.
Not for a year.
No, I think it's disruptive. I think one of the big things that's been a problem at Man United for the last 4 or 5 years is the dressing room. And I think that the locker room, as you call it here, but it's because of the fact that people have called Pogba a virus, right?
And those are racists. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding, but I disagree with them.
But I think he has actually played quite well. But maybe then the reason Lukaku is going is that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer realizes he has to separate them. And if he gets rid of the lesser one, the other one will play better. I don't know. I'm making that up.
Is that your feeling? Is that like something you've been watching from afar and figured out, or just being in England, have you heard stuff like that?
I've heard it from people who are in Manchester.
Oh, yeah?
That there are reasons that, and together they were not working for the dressing room. That's how they say it. And look, Fergie used to get rid of great players because they were bad in the dressing room as far
but
as...
Including Pogba, he got rid of him.
But he had other players he could rely on. We don't.
But I think that a part of that is that they look at some of the buys that are there are people who were bought because they were supposedly good players and they were going to come in and they were going to be a quick fix. Marcus Rojo is a case in point. You know, he's not a bad player, but is he somebody who wants to play for United?
He's pretty terrible.
And I didn't want Paulo Dybala personally because he's a great player, but he don't want to come and he's proven he doesn't want to come. Otherwise, he'd have said, yeah, let's do it. Boom, I'm out.
They sent a team to England and all they were negotiating was financial contract, like image rights, and wages and just a whole bunch of like money stuff.
Right.
And they couldn't,
but his
they just
movement,
wanted this.
When he came back from the Copa, he was like, I'm first going to find out from Juve if they really don't want me, which that sounds immediately like he won't stay there. He doesn't want to come to England.
Right. Because I'm in America and I know they don't want you.
Right.
So how the fuck don't you know that your team doesn't want you? Like you got to go back and talk. They're trying to sell you while you're on vacation. Like where was he? Like, where can you vacation where there's no Wi-Fi now?
Argentina, apparently.
Clearly.
Well, two things about it. And then I will go further into menu stuff. About Dybala, first of all.
You don't know where we're going. Just say what you're saying.
I'll tell you. Where we're going. with Dybala, first thing, he doesn't want to come, in my opinion.
Right.
And I don't think he's a good fit for Premier League. I don't think his style fits Premier League football.
What is his style?
He's a very technical but not really strong physically player. And a lot of players, like you remember Angel Di Maria, he was a big signing from Man U.
A
fantastic player who didn't fit the Premier League. Juan Sebastian Verón signed with both Chelsea and Man U, and he didn't really make it in the Premier League.
Most
Argentinian players didn't make it in Premier League.
That's not even true. Some of the most famous Argentinian players played for Spurs and made
Osvaldo
Spurs.
Ardiles,
so what are you talking about?
Some of them did, but most
didn't. Carlos Tevez, who was fantastic, although his head was screwed.
When he was with West Ham, he wasn't that great.
No, we're talking about football teams.
Yeah.
So when he was at Man United, there's only one United. When he was at United, he was amazing.
And that was a short period of time.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Mascherano, he wasn't great either.
I think he was good for Liverpool.
You think a guy that Barcelona bought wasn't great in the Premier League? Are you sure? Why wouldn't Barcelona buy Mascherano if he wasn't doing good in the Premier League?
No, he was doing good, but overall, historically, like the Argentinian players are hit or miss. Yeah. They're not like always hit. You know, the Crespo for Chelsea, same, right?
You could say that.
Crespo for Chelsea wasn't great.
You could,
so.
Let me do you a favor. I want you to, your back is to the camera. So,
right.
Wow. Yeah. So it's or a move beside your chair.
That's a young Ian, I'm sure.
Oh, shit. See, I've never seen that.
That's who I roll with.
Oh, wow.
That's who I roll with, son. That's who
everybody
I
who's
with.
Listening.
All right.
It's a picture with Ian with David Beckham.
And the guy from Galaxy.
Yeah, he was. He won with them, too.
Yeah. So, no, I'll tell you this, what I think so far about Man U movement. I would say there is... there could be mess, more mess, and there is menu level of mess. And,
you thought he was cool.
Unbiased journalism here.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Facts.
A podcast that I can trust.
Yeah. Martin said, I'm going to come on a podcast that people can trust and make it untrustworthy. Great job. Great job, Martin.
It can change. It can still change.
He's polarized it.
But the thing is, you start...
It can change, but you can't. You're just who you are.
I will. But for the start of the season, you have more question marks than answers, you know. And Harry Maguire signing, although it's not a bad signing, it's clearly overpriced. Wan-Bissaka signing, not bad one, but
not
even bad.
We'll see.
He didn't play one game for Man U yet.
Yes, he has. You've seen the preseason?
There's
nothing but these tackles of him sliding and getting the ball and winning the ball. Listen, I watched this guy play. For Crystal Palace, he's legit. Like if he doesn't work out, then I give up.
Yeah, right.
I think he will work out. No, I do.
Yeah,
I think it's a good signing. Yeah, he's one good signing. But
you didn't say that a second ago.
Okay.
Maybe.
But the thing,
then you have. Let me just finish. Just to prove my point. The Dybala, Lukaku drama. Then you
it's
have
drama.
Paul Pogba, big drama. This is a huge drama. That's a big problem. It's a very disruptive
What's
situation.
What's the drama?
Well, he wants to leave. He wants to go to Real Madrid. And you know,
he's not going. He's staying this year.
Yeah, but you see, it creates
drama.
Tension.
Yeah,
it creates tension.
Yeah.
We know.
It creates tension. Now you have a coach who probably won't be your coach at the end of the season.
But you got Christian Eriksen who wants to leave you.
No, he doesn't want to leave.
What?
He doesn't want to leave.
He said the same thing that Pogba did. Right after the cup game,
yes.
He turned around and he said, yeah, we never know. We'll be looking for new horizons.
Yes.
So that's different to I want a new challenge.
Listen, man.
Well, it's different because
you.
Pogba said he wants to play for Zidane.
Can I just say something?
He said it.
Can I just say, you turn the cameras on, the monster Spurs fan shows up and you are witnessing it.
I think
right
we
now.
Do the Poznan now.
That's hilarious. So what were you going to say before he cut you off with his...
I'm close to finishing. And obviously you have a coach who won't be your coach at the end of the season because he'll get fired at some point. Because he clearly is not in the same league. He's not in the same league. Let me finish. He's not in the same league with the best coaches in the world that are Klopp,
not yet.
Pochettino, and Guardiola. Someone will lose patience with him eventually, and they'll replace him with a bigger name for sure. I think that will happen.
All right,
and
first,
we can play it.
First
play
of all,
this, play
first
this podcast.
Of all, to that,
first Tony,
of all,
Tony, get him
to that particular.
Okay,
first of all, to that particular point, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is in the same position technically that Guardiola was when he came from being the youth. In fact, he's actually got slightly more experience than when Guardiola came from being the youth coach at Barcelona into a team that was amazing, didn't have what you called the mess. And he became a fantastic coach. There's no denying
from
that.
From first season,
but he
up, right?
had no. But the team he inherited was a hell of a lot better.
There was
than
nobody on that team. It was just Messi, Ronaldinho, Xavi, Iniesta. There was nobody on that
team.
There's nobody on that team.
Yeah,
I get it.
It's true.
He's got lucky. He's lucky that great
that
coach Pep.
That was like Leicester, right? Well, no, Lukaku isn't on the team.
Yeah.
But I think that the thing is, so I think to judge in that sense, and clearly Man United have made a statement by appointing him. And there is a level of he's like a proxy, a default for Fergie. He's getting messages from both. He feels comfortable. But they have put him in because they made the mistake of bringing in Moyes. They made a mistake of getting rid of Van Gaal without giving him time to do something. And Mourinho, and Mourinho was a big mistake.
I told you that from the beginning.
Yeah.
Well, he did better than Van Gaal result-wise, for sure.
He did. He came second. He came second in the Premier League, and he won the Europa League. Absolutely.
And
the
Charity Shield. And then what's the other one? The EFL Cup.
Europa.
He won the Europa and the
League Cup. Was
the
it?
League
That's
Cup? Yeah.
Right, okay.
And he finished second.
But he finished second. Absolutely. It was a great thing. But the fact of the matter was, we all knew he was gone in a very short space of time because his head always goes and he starts creating issues for himself. the fact is, Ollie has come in, he has reorganized a lot of the backroom stuff, and the buys that he has made haven't been, he's gone out to try and get these big players to really change things. His first, Wan-Bissaka, mm-hmm. Daniel James, he has brought through, certainly in preseason, but even at the end of last season, although it wasn't going that great, he played a lot of the young players, Mason Greenwood, Tahith Chong, and Gomez as well, right? He's given those guys a chance, and he ain't going to start with them all the time, but he's going to give them runs. And the way that
he's going to play McTominay.
He's playing really well. He's coming of age as well. He's also done a thing of saying, right, we're now going to go back to a style of play which is going to be pace-led. That's what pace-led. That's why he's getting rid of Lukaku, because he doesn't want a lump who doesn't come back. He wants someone who can do the running back and forth that they did in the old days when... After Ollie left, when
Lukaku is the only lump of coal that can fit down the drain,
you know. But he has been on this track of clearly building from the youth. All the people, they bought a 16-year-old just now because they're looking to the future in that way. And I think that, but Man United realize that they can't be this club of buying in a name manager, buying in too many name players who are supposed to just perform, but who don't give a crap.
What the fuck is going on here?
But you just resigned a bunch of them. You resigned Mata, you resigned both center backs.
I think that the reason he signed Mata is, again, because of dressing room, because of what he gives to people. I agree. He's a lightweight. He's a great player, but he's a lightweight. But clearly, he's putting things in the youngsters' heads. He shows he's a great example, and it's been done for that. That is the reason that he is still there. And he can keep Pogba. He trained Pogba when he was in charge of the youth team, and he does have a relationship with him. Clearly, he don't give a fuck about Lukaku.
And I do believe Solskjaer when he says, I've never had a problem with Pogba.
Right.
I like, when I hear him say and make that statement, like, I look at him and like, he does mean this. And I blame ex-Man U players, and I've said this on the podcast before, and certain fans for Pogba wanting to leave. And even when I watch some vlogs, some Man U vlogs, you know, and there's some really popular ones out there, you know, you watch them on YouTube, and some of the things that they have against Pogba is like, we're going to get a player that doesn't change his hairstyle and doesn't dance after he scores. I'm like, that's racist. If that's the problem you have with somebody, because we've had players in England that drink, bar fights.
At Man United.
Man United.
Specifically.
Punch people up.
Yeah.
And
kick people in the chest.
and we praise them.
Right.
And a guy is, he's worse than all these people because he cuts his hair.
On Instagram and he puts red streaks in his hair.
Like,
but if they don't want that, what the fuck is Neymar?
Well, exactly.
He's the same shit.
Right. Exactly.
But, you know,
he's the same thing. He's all about fashion, all about the cars. He was just on this damn show where he wasted, like, I think, like $200,000 on just some sneakers.
He got that, though.
I mean, I'm not saying that he shouldn't, but you see what he's about. You don't see Messi going into some store and buying all that shit.
You don't.
They just bring it to his house, and he doesn't show it.
Yeah, but I think you'll get Neymar for that 1 year because you're desperate of bringing big name. You are. You know, you're not in the Champions League. Let me finish. You're not in the Champions League. That's why Pogba doesn't want to be there.
I would love to see Neymar playing in Europa League.
Pogba wants to play for big teams. He's a winner. I just talked to, when Bayern was here, I met with Benjamin Pavard, and he said the same thing. Pogba is a big-time player. He wants to play for the biggest trophies. He won World Cup. He was the leader of that team. So he wants to play for a better club.
He played well in the World Cup. I don't think he was the real leader of the French team. And I think that the thing that actually allowed people, I think when he was at Man United in the youth, I think that he was a really good player and he looked great coming forward. He was still like Scott McTominay last year when he was coming through. He still hadn't killed it, but he wanted to play with those big players. Scholes was still playing at the time. He wanted to play with some of those big players. When he went to Juve, who was he playing with? He was playing with Arturo Vidal. He was playing with Matuidi. And he was looking really, really good because he had no pressure on him.
No, he was playing with big players.
Right, absolutely. Whereas he comes to United and he's supposed to be the biggest player, and I think that's a problem. All of a sudden, that weight on your chest,
right,
on your shoulders.
Because, listen, they know he's our playmaker. So let's mark up the people he's going to pass to, or let's mark him. But that's why I feel we need another midfielder, an attacking midfielder, so that you make teams have to choose or guess who well, is going to play like us that. Out of this
you
know trouble.
Hmm? You have a guy like that.
Who?
Who didn't produce, but technically he's still a big-name player, Alexis Sanchez.
Who? Who's that?
Well, Sanchez, Sanchez, let's see. I don't know. The jury's out. He may actually do well this season. You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
But that's the player.
He's not a number 10 in that sense. The number 10 who's going to play in that, who may be better this year, because he was carrying an injury since the World Cup, was Jesse Lingard. He just didn't play well last year at all, but he's had an injury. I mean, I know this personally, friends who are close with him and his family. And
What type of injury was it?
It was a leg injury.
Did you see his Instagram feed like a couple of weeks ago? What he did?
But that goes back to the same Neymar thing. These are players today.
Yeah.
Right? What Ian was saying there, the players of yesterday, they were smoking and they were drinking. Yeah. But guess what?
All that wasn't on the social media.
Exactly.
Yeah. You could hide it. You could hide it. Yeah. The only way you can notice is if that fucker was running slow on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah. Like, yo, I think he's hungover. Now?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now you literally click on the story and you're like, I saw him drinking. Yeah. That's why he's fucked up on Sunday. Right. Mm-hmm. And then as a fan, you're like, yo, that's not cool.
But also another thing of today's world is that the old days, Fergie went around, he turned up at Ryan Giggs' house and kicked all the players out from parties. At the house, you know, and they were like, oh shit, we're fucked now, we can't do anything. These days,
Fergie's so driven, man, to do that shit. He's like, I'm not letting anybody fuck my shit up.
Right.
Like, listen, wife, I'm gonna come home, but on the way home, I gotta stop at these players' house and make sure they ready for Sunday or whatever the fucking day it is. Exactly. And that's a coach.
Yeah, no,
that's
absolutely. A winner. And I think Solskjaer's got some of that in terms of the United. He wants to bring, you know, some of the people he's brought back into the back room and everything like that are oozing Man United, and I think that makes a difference. And I think that until Klopp came, it's what Liverpool lost by the fact when they used to have what they called the boot room, which was Shankly and then Paisley and then the other guy who came through. But they were all people who had been there, so they knew they weren't changing that much. You know, they were going through. I think it's too early to damn. And I think people have been really glad to damn United over the last 4 or 5 years because they were just glad somebody else was going to get a chance.
Right.
You know, I've been supporting United since. Now I know this is longer than most of you were even sperm.
You might have been supporting United longer than he's been on this earth.
Without a doubt, him. Maybe even you. I'm not sure. But I mean, it was like some 1969 when I started supporting them, and we would come. Sixth in a two-horse race. I mean, we were played some great football, but there were a lot of managers who were, and we went through a similar thing after Busby with Frank O'Farrell, Wilf McGuinness, Dave Sexton, Ron Atkinson, and then finally we got Ferguson. And we weren't that great started, you know, at the time. So it takes time, and there's rotation and stuff like that.
My fear is the fans giving Ollie the time.
Right.
You know, I feel like the fans are traumatized from not winning, and they're so used to winning. And the only thing that can derail this is them giving up, panicking, not letting Ollie and the team work itself out of any rough patch that happens this season. I think they'll be on board for any win, but they say they want to build. But they cannot stand. I guess when you're in England,
it's because there's a lot of younger fans who are used to and who are making their voices heard on all the social media and stuff like that.
But also, they cannot stand the pressure from other teams' fans shitting on them.
Right.
And that they're not used to that. And that makes them outraged. And then they strike out at the Glazers and what's his name?
Ed Woodward
and his other guy. And so we just need to, if we want to be great, we got to exercise patience. But I think if Ollie wants to buy himself patience, get Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah, yeah.
That will buy us some time.
One of those somebodies, either Bruno Fernandes, or if he does go to Tottenham, depending on which way he
goes.
Celso is already almost in Tottenham. I would say
Eriksen would be the other option in that sense. I think that would be because I think you might have one in, one out in that sort of situation. But we'll see. I think he's going to have one more like that. And I think then that's done. I don't think he's going to get an attacker. I can't believe what you read about Mandzukic and all that. I read something about they're going to get Mandzukic and give him a 4-year contract. He's 33.
That's hilarious. Martin would love that.
Yeah, really.
He's a difficult guy too. He's a difficult guy in the locker room.
The Premiership teams. Let's talk a little bit about the Charity Shield, and then we'll just go through, like, the list of we'll look at these games. Yeah, that's what we do.
Right.
So, what do y'all think of the Charity Shield? Did you get to see it?
Nah, I didn't see it.
I saw it.
You did?
Yeah.
How was it?
I felt like something was missing, but it was a good game. Right. I said, this ain't the Premiership.
Right.
And it's a good game, but it's like Liverpool versus... Maybe I wasn't even into watching it as much as I should have been. So maybe it was me.
I think that's what happens a lot of the time. I think that from Man United's perspective, there were times we'd win the Premier League. Mm-hmm. Worse, the season we won the treble.
Right.
Those first few games, how can you get back to it?
Right.
It's only been a couple of months and stuff. Yeah. And I think that's probably... And the Charity Shield's always a bit that way.
Right.
You know, it's going to go to penalties because really, you know, nobody can be asked and let's mm-hmm. just, you know, get down there and just kick the ball 8 yards instead of, you know, 35 or whatever. So I think there's a little bit of that. And the first few games of the season, people always are like, yeah, we're at the top after three games. And they ain't shitting on last, you know. But I think it takes time. And Liverpool and City went to the end. You know, Liverpool went right to the end. I don't think that they can play at the level they were playing at by the end of last season.
This season?
At the beginning of the season. At the beginning of the season. Your heads, I mean, are you going to be up for it in the same way? Klopp can do his best, but there are players who are just not going to be psyched up enough for that, I don't think.
Right. Oh, but they were a better team, Liverpool. But, I would say the narrative, yeah. They should have won in the regular time. They had more chances, and that was this miracle save from the City right back. I won't mention his name because he used to play for my team.
Walker. He did save the ball off the line. And Sterling, even though he scored a goal, he missed. I wouldn't say he missed, but he hit the post. And he had a one-on-one and a goalkeeper.
But if you hit the post, it's not even called on target.
It's
not even called on target. Right? It's got to actually go in.
But sometimes I want to give the player credit for even getting the shot off to hit the post. You know, it depends. It depends on the situation. If you hit the post and it was empty, then, you know. Yeah, but if there was pressure on you and you hit the post, I give you the credit for that.
But I think the most important what we've seen is those are clearly two best teams in England. And I think it will be a two-horse race in this season. I don't think anybody else can compete with those two teams for the title.
What do you think of City's upgrades?
Rodri has to adjust to the British game. I think he still has this Spanish little bit of a mañana. He doesn't. The game was a little bit too fast for him on a few occasions. But he's a very talented player, so I think he'll do well eventually.
Patrice Evra's words that first game when they put him on and then they took him off. They put him on as a substitute and took him back off again. He said it was like being in a spin dryer.
Oh, right.
You know, it was like being in a washing machine playing.
Patrice Evra talking about himself.
Playing in that game. He was spinning and he was on spin cycle and didn't know what the fuck was going on. I think that, and even Vidic's first season, just to talk about Man United players, but you're right. It takes a year for some do it a little bit quicker, you know, or there's other things where their heads go. Maybe it's an injury. Maybe it's just a move to a team. Like if Zaha was to go from Palace to Arsenal, is he going to do the same thing he did when he got to United, you know, and just not be able to perform? You're out of your comfort zone.
Well, that explains how bad Man U is, because Wan-Bissaka comes in and looks at home. So it's like, he's already, the one thing I like about Man U this year, and I really don't concern myself with defense as much as other people, but with Maguire, with Shaw, Lindelof, and Wan-Bissaka, that is one of the best defensive starting fours in the league. Mm-hmm. Like it's almost on. Yeah,
too slow on the center back positions. So I think Maguire is slow. You have to pair him up with Rojo. He can't play together with
Rojo's not fast. That's my problem with Rojo.
Rojo's a loose cannon. That's Rojo.
He's a loose cannon. But he's a loose cannon because he's slow and he has to do something crazy to make up.
He does some two-footed tackles that he's lucky to stay on the pitch. I've seen half a dozen of those.
What decade is he from?
Yeah, right. Like, he needs to watch Wan-Bissaka, who flies through the air but gets the ball.
Yeah.
Smalling? Would you play Smalling?
No, Lindelof.
I'm not mad at Smalling.
Lindelof and Maguire.
Yeah, and then you put in Smalling when somebody gets injured. Yeah. I'm not mad at Smalling. I think Smalling's doesn't get as much credit.
I agree.
Smalling has great anticipation. It's like sometimes he doesn't have to do anything in defense because when somebody's trying to pass the ball to the forward or the midfielder, he intercepts it and breaks that pass up. And nobody ever even mentions that shit. Mm-hmm. It's like there's a vendetta against him.
Mm-hmm. And I think actually the same with Ashley Young. There's a lot of haters out there for Ashley Young.
I'm one of them.
Are you?
Yeah, you don't like him
at all. I don't hate him, but he's past. Like, I remember when he was our best player. And that's not a good thing to say, but I remember when. And then Now, like last, you got to know how to cross the ball. There's certain simple things that he just didn't
playing on
do.
The right or playing on the left, because I actually think as a left back, mm-hmm. he has been both in terms of commitment and heart to Man United. I think mm-hmm. he's been absolutely fantastic,
right.
and I think that he has shown, especially as a player who has had to convert right. from being a left winger to being a left right. back. As he's gotten older, he's gone further back, kind of mm-hmm. thing. But he'll end up in the Stretford end if he's not careful. But you know, so I think that there are players like that who do well. But I think that I think Lindelof and Maguire, they're going to have a couple of weeks to get used to each other. You know, mm-hmm. but you know, I mean, you talk about slow. I mean, what about Verhoeven Vertonghen?
Vertonghen. And
going back to the season preview, because we spent too much time on the sixth team. They will finish sixth this season, so let's talk about top five.
Let's see.
Man City, and Liverpool. Unfortunately, you know, because I want the Spurs to win the title, I think it will be a two team race. They're both completely really.
Sorry, I'm just doing my impersonation of Spurs.
Come on, man.
Hey.
Come on. You're making fun of the team that put pressure on Leicester.
The team that was in the Champions League final.
Come on, man.
Remember.
Put the pressure on.
I agree.
Champions League final.
They usually finish behind the Gunners because they like ours. No.
Top four every year.
We're in the final. They didn't make it.
Yeah, they didn't make it.
One thing I will honestly, and just to show that I am unbiased, some of the best games I have ever watched over uh-huh. my life have been Tottenham versus Man City. I have had some, over the decades, they have had some doozies, man.
Oh, yeah?
And, I mean, that was the same this last season as well. There were some amazing games with incredible outcomes and stuff.
I watch Spurs every weekend when the game's on, because I like how they play. It's just Martin makes me hate them.
they used to be called everybody's second favorite team.
Yeah.
That's what they used to be called.
Yeah. And that's how they finish in the finals, too.
take Champions League final. If they play Champions League final every year, that's fine.
Man,
fine
I forgot that they
fine
were even
me.
There because I only remember me. The winners. What are you
right.
kidding me?
Fine with me.
Yeah, that was you. That
no,
was,
it's not.
That was
Martin,
you,
that's
Liverpool
a lie. You would not be happy to be in the Champions League final every year and not win one of them?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
That's it. This guy.
You'd rather win the Europa League.
Not not going to happen in the nearest future, unfortunately. But you can have a shot this year.
Who do you got?
So we already won it.
Yeah,
you did.
Recently.
You can win it again.
Against the team who...
You can win it again.
Ajax, you're
right. All right, so Liverpool. Let's go Liverpool. Let's talk Liverpool. They didn't do anything. What do you think? But I don't think they have to do anything.
I think they have it. I think there will be a strong favorites after City, you know, the second biggest favorite to win the league, and I think they will pressure them throughout the whole season. I think they have a complete team, and they have what it takes to win the league. Yeah, no, I do.
What do you think?
The key with them is that they have Klopp, and I mean, he has, since they brought in Virgil van Dijk, they have been a lot more solid, and they have players who, albeit they're not Liverpudlians, who have committed to playing for that club. Wijnaldum's one of them. Mm-hmm. Milner's another one.
Yes.
You know, the two fullbacks who they bought are just genius. I just love watching those guys cross
Robertson,
the ball from one to the other.
They changed the game.
They do, totally.
They changed the game of football, period.
And that goal that, I was going to say Iwobi, but no.
Origi
scored that from the corner and stuff like that. That was thinking. And uh-huh. and I mean, a lot of that has to come from, Klopp is clearly a man who knows to get how to get the best out of his players. And right. I think he's a great manager. And I think they have some really good players. As up front, I'm never completely convinced by Firmino.
But you know what Firmino is? He's more of a defensive forward. He's like your first line of defense. He scores enough, but he's winning the ball back for you.
Yeah, he's
and that adds a lot of value. That stops a lot of like counterattacks and shit like that. Like there's things he's doing that he might not be getting credit for that are very important.
He's like a false nine who's setting up the other guys who are going Mane going one side and what's his name going the other side and stuff. No, I get that, Salah.
Yeah.
But I mean, no, they are a really good team.
Yeah,
there's no question about that. I agree they're going to be the top two.
I agree. What about you?
I think they take it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they got nothing else to do. What are we going to do this year? Come second again by 1 point?
Exactly.
They should want it more.
Yeah. And it'll depend on, well, yeah, I mean, who knows? It's early yet. We'll know. Christmas time, it'll give us a good indication and stuff. It's very difficult to see City dropping off.
It's going to be them too. It's going to be I think it's going to be them too again. But yeah. I think Liverpool take it this time.
I think Naby Keita has a room for improvement in terms of his play this season. I think he will do more. I think Origi will play more.
Yeah.
Because he proves that he can. You know, like he scored very important goals for them, and I think he'll get more chances.
Yeah.
And
Oxlade and Chamberlain,
he'll be back.
It's going to be like a new. It's going to be like a new buy.
Fabinho
and Fabinho is going to play more. So they have.
Keita's suffering from that same thing of that first season that just not really quite clicking.
Yeah, and they got
a couple of youth who are going to come through as well.
Yeah.
They can always buy someone. They can. I mean, they have money. It's a rich club. They can always try to buy another young top player from Bundesliga. They can, or from Spain, they can do that.
They play Norwich.
There was a rumor of, about Coutinho coming back to Liverpool. So yeah.
Coutinho leaving was one of the best things that could happen to them, and I would never have seen that before it happened. But
I think it's an attitudinal thing where he's going for the money and he's going for where he wants to play and stuff. He was a great player for them, but he never convinced me that he was going to be a Liverpool player. Whereas all of a sudden, Salah and Mane, those guys are like suddenly, and Van Dijk comes in one season, and everybody thinks he's just like red throughout in that sense. You know, got to give it to him.
Yeah,
got to give it to him.
And then I just want to talk about who they're going to play. Norwich. I don't know much about Norwich. I know they came up from the Championship. I don't know if they bought a lot of people to make up for coming up from the. Like I haven't heard much, but I don't. You know. Their chances, they just have to survive.
It's for the birds, the canaries.
Yeah.
They make good pies. They do, because the woman who owns them, she's one of the original cookbook people. She was like before Jamie Oliver.
Get out of here.
I'm serious. I'm serious. Have you never seen any videos of you could Google stuff of her getting out in the middle of the halftime in a game when they're losing and she's going, come on, you Norwich supporters. You know, and she's giving them over the catering at that club because we used to do stand up there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, they had the best pies. she's fantastic. But she owns the club and she's been there.
The pie lady.
Exactly. So she was, I can't remember her name, but if you Google it and you'll find out what her name is. And she, her cookery books were fantastic. They really were. The football, there will be one of those sides that we'll have to just wait and see, you know, like the guys.
They had like one great season. I'm sure you remember because I think they beat United when United won.
Is this the season they got relegated? But it was a great season because they beat United
in one game.
Like 4-3 or something, right? It was an amazing game.
I can tell you plenty of games that we've lost 4-3. I remember the best game, we lost 4-3. With 5-4, we lost to Leicester that game. Di Maria scored a peach of a goal. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, we watched Jamie
Vardy.
I remember that.
Just ripped the shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie Vardy and Mahrez. It was like, but it was a fantastic game. And you're like, how the fuck did we lose that?
Yeah.
But Norwich, no, I don't remember that one. Sorry, man.
They finished fifth in the league. That was like in the early 90s. That's right. But that's not going to happen. I think right now it's very difficult for those championship sides. And you could see more teams just coming up for one year and going back to championship, coming up for 1 year and going back to championship. Unfortunately, that will happen more and more. Yeah.
So, what's her name?
Delia Smith.
Delia Smith, mince pies.
It wasn't even mince pies, it was just pies.
Shake a pie maker.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I mean, we'll wait and see. But you see, it's financially worth it for teams to come up from the championship and get the parachute payment to go back down again.
Because they still get paid when they're down for like 2-3 years.
And what you don't want to do is what Wolverhampton did a few years ago, which was they came up and then they contracted loads of players, lots of mercenary players to come in.
Yeah.
And then when they went down... Into the championship, same salary. They're staying.
Sunderland
with them,
I still in trouble.
And so then they go down. Yeah. Did you see that documentary on Sunderland?
Amazing, amazing. On Netflix.
Have you not seen
incredible.
It?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
I told you about it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. First of all, it's got a brilliant theme tune, but it's like six episodes of
inside the club
of how
what network is it on?
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
All right. Yeah. I'll check it out.
And it's a fantastic documentary, especially because it's about a side who are. Just trying to stay away from relegation. Having been, you know, back in the 70s, they won the FA Cup, beat United.
Yeah, actually, they got relegated in the documentary. It's like the one season of their existence. They just got relegated from the Premier League, and you see their hopes that they'll fight for, you know, to going up. But they're actually...
The season is in the Championship.
But they end up being relegated from Championship
in
the end.
Oh, shit.
So you see the demise.
No spoilers, though. Yeah. Yeah, but it
you
is
see,
it, but
you
it
see
is
the
it
demise,
is
on
but,
level even of like catering people, you know, like but, you see the,
yes,
their dramas,
yes,
you
yeah.
know, like
no, it's true. It, you do, and you see the people in the pubs singing hymns and all this kind of thing because that's their life. They have
right.
nothing else. It's an old shipping town and stuff. So
oh,
it's shipbuilding town. I mean, it's a it, it's a great documentary. It's worth watching. And it has one of the examples of what's wrong with football in there. With what was the guy? It was a guy who used to play at City, didn't he? Rodman? Not Rodman. Something.
Redmond.
Rondon?
Redmond.
No.
No, 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 no. Radwell.
Radwell.
Jack Radwell.
So he was on Premier League fees. He was on getting paid Premier League wages.
Big money, yeah.
Took an injury and didn't play for the season.
For like 2 years.
For 2 years.
Two years.
So he didn't play for 2 years and stuff.
Was
and
he really
said,
injured or was he fucked?
He couldn't give a shit.
Right.
He didn't want to renegotiate his contract.
Because he was getting paid.
And they couldn't buy anybody.
And they said, listen, please, just end the contract kind of thing, you know, so we can at least get you off the wage bill, even if they had to pay out to get him off the... But he wouldn't go. He's like, nope.
Because this is the money for the rest of my life.
Right.
And I'm not going to make any money.
It's the Gareth Bale,
kids.
I'm going to go play golf for this money.
And he didn't play for like 3 years at all. And he didn't play even if you could play.
I think, what's his name? Richardson? What was his first name? Not Kieran. But Richards, he used to play for Man City. He was on the Villa books for the last few years.
Oh, Micah Richards.
Micah Richards.
Not playing.
Now he's a pundit.
Money.
Yeah, he's a pundit now.
He's released now.
Yeah.
I don't know how they got to release him now.
He's a pundit. He's just a journalist.
But what happened with Wolverhampton is they left the Prem. They went into the Championship.
Yeah.
They had to go into the third division to release the contracts to get rid of the people. They had to almost go into bankruptcy.
Yeah.
It's the best thing they've done.
Oh.
Look at what they're doing now with Nuno Dos Santos as their manager.
Right.
I mean, they are like just... I mean, he just bought Portugal, didn't he? Or something, you know, brought him in.
And they beat United twice, I think, last season.
You'll notice.
Now, the truth of the matter is, he's got a lot more facts in his head about what they did to Spurs.
They beat us still once.
And who beat Spurs.
But you'll never hear
them. No, you'll never hear them. They're never going to come out.
It's your job to find out.
What do you think about West Ham, who's playing Man City on Saturday? Have they done anything? They sold.
West Ham. They bought some very, very talented young center back. I forgot his name, but he's like a future.
And they sold Arnautovic.
Yeah.
They got rid of him to China.
You know, there was a rumor that you were interested in bringing him to Man U. Arnautovic.
Yeah, but it was written by dickheads like you.
Yeah, Gonzalo.
In newspapers. You know, making clickbait. No. Yeah, I don't think that was ever going to happen.
Yeah,
I don't think that was ever going to happen. In the same way that he's getting rid of and buying the youngsters, that was never going to happen.
How much did they sell him for?
Arnautovic, I don't know.
I think 16 mil or something like that.
60?
16.
But that's the thing. They could have sold him for 50 mid-season to China. It's like, and I was for them doing it. That guy, man, get the fuck.
Yeah, but he kind of disrupted the value
that's
of himself because he made them desperate.
That's why they should have just sold him. They should have just sold him and took the money.
Because he didn't want to play there. He didn't want to play there.
He didn't want to play in China?
No, he didn't want to play
for
West Ham.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. West Ham should have just sold him mid-season, made the 50 mil,
which
and
not as easy
reinvested
as that. Have you never played Championship Manager on the computer?
No.
You know, if a player doesn't want to go, you know, you can release him, you can do...
But I thought he wanted to go to China.
I don't
know. And he was...
Clearly
that's why
not.
He was pissed at them.
Clearly not. No. I don't know. I don't know what the situation was, but I know that he was disruptive, never mind to his own deals and stuff. He was disruptive in the dressing room, and that's why they wanted him. I mean, Pellegrini's still there, and
he's a good coach
if he's got... And, you know, West Ham, they got great support. The problem for them in terms of the support, and it's back in the day when they were at Upton Park, when they were in this little... I mean, it was like this box. It was one of them old stadiums where... The noise, people fart, and you're like, Jesus, what's that? You know, I mean, it was really, really loud.
Mm-hmm.
And to move to the Olympic Stadium, where it's like, and there's places in Italy that are like this as well, where, first of all, the rake of the audience, of the spectators, is really a low and slow kind of rake.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the whole of the running pitch between you and them and stuff. So there's like, there's very little atmosphere to
it.
So that's hard to kind of replace.
Can't they fix that? All this modern technology, can't they fix that?
They've brought some of them. Well, you can't move the whole grandstands. Right. Although, if you've ever been to the Olympic Stadium, they probably could. It looks like Lego, you know.
Oh,
but yeah. Anyway, I mean, I think they've tried to do that, but they could do okay. I mean, I think West Ham, you know, disagree with me if you like. I think they're still always going to be a mid table team. I don't
upper mid label team.
Yeah,
table team.
Mid. If you put it in three, they'll put it in. They're going to be in the middle somewhere.
They had the goalkeeper of the year, of course, Polish guy Fabianski.
Fabianski. Yeah, exactly.
He likes.
They used to call him Floppy Hensky when he was at Arsenal, but he really played very well for them. So they moved Adrian. Adrian signed as a second goalkeeper for Liverpool today.
Fabianski was a goalkeeper.
Yeah, yeah. Is that right? And Adrian had some good games. He wasn't a bad player.
No, but Fabianski came to the club from Swansea.
How old is Fabianski?
He's 34.
But that's not bad for a goalkeeper.
He's always been a good goalkeeper. I've just heard his name forever.
Yeah.
Buffon still plays. He signed a new contract with Juventus. 41.
That's ridiculous.
Still trying to win Champions League.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to skip Man City because we discussed Man City, right?
And they are also.
I want to say something about Everton though.
Are we there yet? I guess we are. Go ahead. Everton, Crystal Palace.
There was one shocking transfer for me. There were some very good transfers. There were some transfers that didn't happen, but there was one shocking transfer that blew me. You know, like really, I was like, wow.
When they got rid of Sam Allardyce.
When Moussa Keane
from Juventus
signed with Everton, I'm like, first of all, why the hell is Juventus selling him? The guy is 19, he's super talented. He's a really huge, huge talent.
He scored, six goals in 13 games?
Yeah, he was scoring goals. He was playing very, very well for them. He plays for Italy. He was fans' favorite. Very young player, very talented. And why is he going? That's the first part
of it. He's a fan favorite. Why did they get racially abused?
Yeah.
Is that how you call a fan?
they've changed their strip this season. They're just going to play in white.
I know, right? I'm surprised they got black on it there. Yeah.
But that's the first part of why I was shocked. The second part why I was shocked, why Everton? You know, like this guy's a legitimate big time
stepping stone into the Premier League, I think. And if somebody's interested on you, I think
he's better
than
that, yeah.
Yeah, no, he may well be, and I agree with you, but he's young. And, you know, in the same way that people go, well, let me get out of here. Let me go to a team where I can shine and I will 100% get a game. I mean, that was the argument for a lot of players to come for De Ligt to come to United rather than going to Juventus. Actually, it was rather than go to Barcelona.
Yeah.
Was that he wants to get a game and he wants to play. And I think that's probably the same thing with Keane, which, of course, was the argument for Pogba going to Juventus at the time, was that he wanted to play. So I think it is a great buy for them.
Oh, amazing.
You know, and I think that Silva is probably a good manager. We've never really seen it because he did it with Watford first. He did okay with Everton last year.
He impressed me.
Last year they were not there.
He impressed me towards.
We're not leaving a gap for Martin to say they beat United. Oh, okay, move on. Slowing up in your old age.
You missed that.
I missed my chance.
He needs water. He's dehydrated.
What about Crystal Palace? What do you think their season's going to be like? They lost Wan Bissaka. I don't know if they replaced him. And they have a player who wants to leave.
Zaha.
Well,
former Man U player.
And Everton just offered them money.
Crystal Palace player.
Everton just offered them money.
Yeah, 65 mil plus Tucson and McCarthy.
Why Everton splashing money like that? That's crazy.
I don't know.
It's insane.
For Zaha.
Yeah.
They want to.
You think he'll go?
They got it, right?
You think they'll get him?
Everybody has
money. That's a really interesting offer. That's the first that I've seen that one. Tosun didn't do brilliantly last year, did he? He is the sort of player who could do okay.
He's a finisher.
McCarthy is. Oh. He's like, yeah, but he's like, but they've often had down at Palace. I mean, Palace, you know that they are on the B list of teams. Right. You know that they're always going to be.
C, probably.
Yeah. Well, C is relegated. That's championship. But they are. They're bobs and up. The thing is that their chairman is a wheeler dealer. Mm-hmm. He likes to get the money. He likes to do, you know. So he could look at a deal like that and go, it's good value. He doesn't want to pay 20%. 25%? It's a shitload of money he's got to pay
to
Man United.
Yeah.
But he may do that. And that also may be one of those moves where they're agitating for that so that... is that plus or is that 65 plus?
Plus 65 mil plus.
Because they want more for Zaha. Damn. They want more for
85
Zaha.
85 or something like
that. Because they saw Wan-Bissaka, a fullback, for 50 or what, 55? So like, this guy is worth more. I personally think Wan-Bissaka is a good player, but he is overrated.
Yeah, I mean, over. Yeah.
But you mean Zaha?
Zaha. Yeah, Wilfred Zaha.
Well, we were talking about how one day he shows up, another day he doesn't. Yeah.
Last season, he showed up more often than not.
Right.
The other seasons for Palace, he has definitely been flaky in that sort of sense.
I think he will probably end up on Arsenal because they're, it looks like they really want him
badly.
But
they just bought Pepe.
Yeah, but they can play them together. They would have to just...
But then they'll have...
Pepe, Lacazette, Aubameyang, and Zaha.
Yeah. And they got... like nobody who wants to defend. They got an Ozil in the
middle.
I don't
think Ozil will.
What do you mean they got a man? They got a man who defend against knives. They got a man who'll take you... I'm going to afraid of a few studs.
Oh, what's his name?
Fullback. What was that guy's name?
Kolasinac. Yeah. Those guys had knives.
Kalashnikov. You should be called.
That was very impressive. Yeah, that was best defending.
I don't think
that's defending.
Yeah, he defended his Ozil. Was that Ozil he was
Ozil,
with?
Yeah.
And his wife.
That's the only thing I disagree with. He should have let that take Ozil, you know, hold him hostage and ain't no one paying a ransom, I'll tell you that much.
What are the chances that Ozil's wife is not in love with Kolasinac right now?
Absolutely. I'm just doing some fitness training.
I'll be fine with that.
Yeah. No, it's definitely a. I think, but also, who was the other winger from Crystal Palace who went to Everton? The other winger who was there,
Bolasie.
Yeah, exactly, Yannick Bolasie.
Yeah,
and
that was like a year ago, right?
Or two. And I mean, Bolasie was one of those guys who, I guess, if you had a rating for him on the the FIFA or any of that kind of stuff, he was rated as like a 6 something. But he had games where he paid a 10.
Yeah,
he was just out of his mind. But he's the kind of guy who would be dribbling with the ball on the touchline and kick it out himself.
With nobody on him.
Fuck? I watched it. I went to Crystal Palace. I was there for what they called Christanbul. Christanbul, when Crystal Palace beat Liverpool, and so they didn't win the championship. And it was one of those games where Liverpool was like
3-3, right?
It was
3-0 for Liverpool.
They beat them 3-3. You're right.
They beat them 3-3. Suarez was crying.
Suarez, definitely. Yeah,
Suarez.
It was an amazing game. I mean, it was one of the amazing games because even a couple of the goals that Palace scored, you know, the Crystal Palace fans were shouting, "We're going to win 4-3. We're going to win." Nobody believed it, for fuck's sake. And all of a sudden, it was like, I can't remember, the Irish guy in the middle lumped one up kind of thing, and it just went in. And you're like, holy shit. And then the second one went in, and you're like going, no. And then, I mean, I swear to God, people weren't cheering when the third goal went in. They were laughing.
That's hilarious.
It was hilarious.
It's funny you mentioned Bolasie, because I remember when he was being put in the same category as Sadio Mane, when Sadio Mane was at Southampton and Bolasie was they were comparing them, that there was like at the same level, and look what Sadio Mane is right now.
Yeah. No, but that's the funny thing about
Bolasie
sport throughout. But, I mean, there is that thing of players who people think they're 16, they're going to be fantastic. But between 16 and 17 and getting to the first team, you don't know. You just can't tell, you know. They didn't know Messi was going to be as good as he is. It looked like they did.
Not as good as he is, but they knew he was going to be something.
But there's still people who get to a point and then you just don't hear anything about them.
Right.
You have a player like that. Technically, I would buy him to Tottenham if it was me, but... Did he really develop the way you wanted him in Martial? I'm talking about Martial. Did he really develop the way you wanted him to develop?
No, I want him to be better.
And I think he's got to be played in position. I think if he plays through the center, he'll play really well. He scored more goals than Rashford last year anyway. But I think he needs to play through the center more often.
Here's my problem with Martial. I think every time he gets the ball, he's trying to imitate that dribble he did against Real Madrid in preseason 2 years ago. I think he's just trying to... imitate his own move where he dribble, where everybody's like, oh, well, let's keep him. The move that made Man U, like, because Mourinho wanted to get rid of him, and after that dribble, they're like, oh, there's something here. But I think he tries to. I don't think he thinks intelligent all the time. He thinks athletically, and he just has to like combine the two to become a better player.
I think part of the problem that people have with Martial is that. I love how we turn this back to Man United. And it was actually Martin who did.
Yeah, it's Martin. Thank you, Martin. Thank you. I haven't thanked you all day, but thank you.
But it's the fact that he, especially the first goals he scored for United, they were just so easy.
Right.
You know, he just brought two moves, dip a shoulder, go one way, and pass it into the net, you know. And even when he was putting them into the far corner, he wasn't lashing at them. He was literally just choosing the spot and stuff. I think he'll be fine. And again, I think it's about giving people the time of – he's had a couple of seasons, but he has definitely done that young boy thing of they've played him out of position. Right. And I think – between the interchangeability between him and Rashford, especially, right. they can both play
and they've been
the
doing and, that right. in preseason. They've right. been switching them up. And
it's the speed so of play that Solskjaer clearly wants to use rather than the Lukaku lump. They want to have the ability. Luke, you know the best game Lukaku played against Arsenal when they played him down the right?
Oh, yeah.
That was a fantastic game. They played him as a right winger.
And against PSG was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's Lukaku. It's, listen, I don't even think Lukaku's slow. It's like, control the fucking ball. You're in the Premiership. Like,
it's a stump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tree.
It's like when I used to kick the ball off the wall and it come back to me so I can work on my control. Right. He's the wall.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But he played well for Everton. I mean, you know, you can't deny that.
The
he was
greatest
really
shot of Everton was who was their centre half? Who was the captain? Screaming at him. There were two of them. There was Ashley Williams. Mm-hmm. I will never forget Ashley Williams standing at the edge of the penalty area, screaming at Lukaku, standing in the centre circle. Come back, you cunt! You know,
Ashley Williams.
Yeah, no, totally. But I mean, but that was the problem. He did a little bit more of it for United. But I think
when
that's
he got desperate, when he was like, "Oh shit, they're not going to play me.
Maybe I'll play center half
for the other team." That's what he looked like.
Exactly.
And what about Burnley? Burnley versus Southampton. I don't know what. I haven't heard much about Burnley this off season.
They sold their like the fans' favorite, the goalkeeper who was their goalkeeper for years, Tom Heaton. They sold him and
Leicester.
They created a little bit of a local drama.
Oh yeah.
But it's that same thing, isn't it? Those mid-table teams where you have people like the Danny Ings who, where's he playing? Is he Southampton or is he Burnley or has he gone back and forth? You know, they're those kind of guys who are real journeymen and stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if Peter Crouch didn't come out of retirement and start playing for Burnley or something.
You know,
about the only team he hasn't played for. But they're a tough.
He played for Burnley last season.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yes, I think
really?
Did. Yeah, I think they bought him.
Yeah,
they bought him in the winter.
Yeah.
In the winter. Yeah.
That's where he finished.
The thing
career,
about
yeah.
Burnley, when you look at what Sean Dyche does with those journeyman players, who are Championship players, a lot of them, who they play a game of football, they are hard to beat, and that's what. I mean, you say you don't pay attention to defense, but that's what good coaches also need to do,
right.
is to make themselves hard to beat. It's what the reggae girls needed to do, make themselves hard to beat. Nick a goal if you can get it.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of. That's what Burnley do well.
And that's what the reggae girls were pretty much set up for, but that's not the style that they played.
Right.
Yeah, they should have adapted once they got into the World Cup to like, all right, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
Yeah.
I think, remember when Wigan won the cap, and there were a couple of seasons where Martinez were keeping them up, like at the end, and they were somehow making it happen that they stayed in the league. But eventually they didn't.
Right.
And I think that will happen with Burnley. What, probably this year, yeah.
They're going to go down?
Yeah, I think it's time, you know? It's time.
I don't think they're going to go down. I think, what do you think?
I don't think they're going down, no.
I don't think they're going down. I think they're going to stay up because they don't have the Europa League this year.
Right, that's true.
And I think they're going to be, they might.
If ever you wanted to devalue the Europa League, as mentioned Burnley in the same sentence. Yeah.
I just think they'll have a better season than they had last year, probably.
I don't know, what were Burnley doing in the Europa League? They've got two vowels in their name.
Uh-huh.
Most of the teams you play are like, you know?
only Martin can pronounce them.
Exactly. Erglim Nikvik.
Yeah.
Is that racist? I hope not.
I know. Hey,
close
we'll
enough.
We'll find out after I put this podcast up if it's racist.
Well, go back to the thing, because who was that player? Didn't he play for Wigan? Was it Antonio? Who's the guy who plays for West Ham? He's a beast.
Antonio.
Oh. Antonio Valencia.
No. He's talking about the big guy.
Yeah. He is.
Antonio.
He's a beast. Yeah. That player, I'm surprised somebody else hasn't bought him.
He's injury prone. He doesn't play them then again.
Is that really what it is? To me, he's Bolasie. The way you describe Bolasie.
He's physically super strong.
He'll do some amazing shit, and then he'll just kick out the ball by himself. And I'm like, all right.
And say, it was my boot.
Yeah, and then start fiddling with his boots on the sideline.
Yeah.
And what about, so let's go down. So Southampton?
I think they'll be better this season. I think they're actually a very interesting team that will surprise people.
And Hasenhüttl as well. Yeah. I mean, he's a quality coach, definitely.
Did they get anybody?
I like the coach. It's not that they didn't get anybody. It's that they didn't sell anybody. And that's, like, Southampton sell so much. They're going to sell themselves out of the Premier League. And
that's what they do.
But the good thing is, I didn't hear about anybody buying, like, Southampton's best players this offseason. So that's why I think they'll be better.
Could they have gone three years ago?
But somebody could have bought Ward-Prowse or Redmond. Is it Redmond?
He's been around a while. Redmond. Right. He's a good player, but I mean, he's been around a while. And I think he's done that thing of nobody's sure he can get to that next level.
Oh, yeah.
Ward-Prowse, yeah. Yeah,
he's hurt us a lot.
He has, but he's also. I mean, that was a good game, actually. That was a good game. Mm-hmm. That was a good game because we won it. But it was
But even before that, like the season before, when against Mourinho, that motherfucker's hurt us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know the way we set up.
Who's their Italian player that they?
Borini? No.
It was him, but he didn't he go? But who's the other guy? Or does he play for? No, the guy who plays for West Ham is I'm thinking of. He plays on the left wing for West Ham.
I know. Oh shit.
I can't remember.
Oh, I know. He. Italian? Or is it Argentinian and he sounds Italian?
Maybe. And he got frizzy hair.
Was it Baletta?
No. He's a winger. And he scores goals and he's got some great talent and I'm surprised somebody else.
Oh, Lanzini.
Nope.
That's who I was thinking of.
No.
Well, anyway, with Southampton, here's my bold prediction. Because they make so much business, there's so much business going on between Liverpool and Southampton, I think Lallana will end up there during the season. I think they'll bring Lallana back. I think so. Because he won't get a game with Liverpool. I don't think he's far behind.
I don't think he was that great anyway.
Yeah, but he's their guy. He played for the in the third division for Southampton. You know, like he went up with them all the way to. He's like 30 something, I think.
He is?
No?
That guy's at all?
Let's check it out.
Maybe. I think he probably is up there. Who were the two guys that came up? Was it Rodriguez or something that came up at the same time?
Jay Rodriguez and Lallana.
And when they played together at Southampton, they were death. I mean, they were fantastic down there.
Yeah. Lallana, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, he's 31.
Yeah.
Adam Lallana? I didn't know he was that old.
Yep.
Yeah, he's been around a while.
He's been around. He played in lower leagues for a while. That's why.
What about Bournemouth versus Sheffield? Like, Sheffield, you know, they're up.
I'll tell you something about Bournemouth because I know personally they re-signed this Polish guy, Artur Boruk, who is absolutely crazy, 39 years old. He was a former Celtic Glasgow hero and he was making a sign of cross in front of Rangers team that are Protestant, you know, and making like the creating riots in the stadium when they play big derby in Scotland. I'll tell you this, he drinks openly, he smokes cigarettes every day, he's 39 and just signed another contract in Premier League. So that's that shows you that there are no rules really in terms of longevity of your career.
Or moral integrity and all that kind of stuff. No, that's because that's pretty much as bad as doing a sea call in front
of people. He's definitely not Mormon.
He's definitely Felipe Anderson, that's who I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Oh yeah.
He's Brazilian.
He came from Lazio, yeah.
He's a great player.
Yeah.
He was really good.
What do you think about so Bournemouth? Do you think they'll do better than they did last year, or
same thing like West Ham? They're that middling team, isn't it? They're going to be in the middle somewhere. They'll get some good results and stuff, and they can put them together. If you're on fantasy football, it's probably worth buying one of their strikers as like your cheap third striker.
I am on fantasy football. We have to talk about it later.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did they keep Callum Wilson? And what about King? Did they keep those guys?
Josh King? Did he leave and go somewhere else?
That's a good question.
There were
a lot of rumors regarding this guy. Remember that?
I haven't heard anything about their movement, but I think I've been paying more attention to
it. I know that they're trying to get Wanyama from the Spurs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that would work. That would work in their side. They sort of need a bit of that. And although Wanyama's done all right, again, he did great when he was in Scotland because Scotland, I mean, you know, Christ, they could. You could get any. Celtic could play. Celtic would win the MLS, right? But that don't mean they're any good.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, this is an English podcast, right?
I'll this. And I know, Ian, because we talked about it 2 years ago. Uh-huh. They have one player who didn't kind of make it at the big level, and I think both of us were pretty high on him when he was at Liverpool, Jordan Ibe.
Jordan Ibe, yeah.
Yeah, and then he kind of
I thought it was pronounced eBay, because that's where they bought him.
That's a great
Somebody
joke.
Should have stole that package off the doorstep, because it did not work out when they unwrapped it, I tell you that.
But that's like last call for him, you know, to show something, I guess.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then again, that's the thing, is people clearly thought when he was coming through that he was going to be one of those players that do well. And
I swore to friends of mine that this is the next dude, and
just didn't do it. Who's that? Is it Glenn Hoddle has one of those academies of players that didn't get picked up, and then they try to give them a second chance kind of thing. And the teams they're going to end up playing for are Norwich.
Yeah.
If they get a gig, you know, maybe Bournemouth. Yeah. But the Bournemouth
manager, are they all luxury players like Glenn Hoddle?
No, not at all. Not at all. They're actually, a lot of them are, you know, it's right across the board from goalkeepers through, just people who didn't make the cut.
Right.
You know, I had a friend whose son got to that point. I mean, devastated him. Devastated him. You know, I mean, his dad had made him go to school and get other, you know, qualifications and stuff. But I mean, it fucked him up for like 3 years at least.
Oh, right.
Well, of course, that's what he thought he was going to do for his life. You know,
he
was close.
Now?
He was close.
He was close.
He was close selling drugs. What do you think?
Good lad. Good lad.
Exactly.
Yeah, you figure out. I'm going to make the money I would have made playing soccer somehow.
He's selling drugs to that goalkeeper Martin was talking about. He's using his connections.
I wouldn't say it's impossible. But I'll tell you, so Bournemouth, they play Sheffield United. I'm happy to see Sheffield United back because they're like one of those teams I remember as a kid when they were in the Premier League, and they fell out of Premier League for a long time. And there was this story I read a while ago. It was actually a great story that they almost bought Diego Maradona when Maradona was 17 years old.
He almost
signed with Sheffield United.
That's funny. Hilarious. Who played for him then? It was a couple of players that played back in those days. Then and wasn't there an Argentinian or we'd have to go back in the history of them. But they did. They did play well back in the old days. They had some issues. I'm not sure if I think it was United, not Wednesday. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
They had a guy who was playing for them. It turned out he was like a rapist, and then there was you know, there was some big old deal. Well, they were going, we'll take him back, you know.
the guy that he's in jail right now, he was an England player, right? He played for City. What's his name?
He can play for Sunderland as well.
Adam Johnson?
Adam
Johnson, he's in jail now.
Oh, yeah, he was an England international. Yeah. How long has this been?
I mean, she was 15. Come on. No, I'm sorry.
I'm not saying anything.
No, the guy was just stupid. The guy was so stupid. He was all text stuff and all the sexting and all that kind of stuff.
And he knew her age?
He knew her age. Of course he knew her age.
But and he can get woman. You're England international.
Thank you. Absolutely.
What's wrong with you?
But that's just, I mean, dumb. Well, I mean, he's a footballer, you know. I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, the thing with footballers is they're not like American footballers who have to kind of like remember all the moves and the kind of the numbers and which way I'm going and doing all this kind of thing. They don't exercise that gray matter at all. Pure and natural. And it used to be back in the day where their upper body, there was nothing. There was just nothing. Football. Yeah, nothing. George Best, it was like these skinny little arms, you know, no pecs or anything. Nothing at all, you know. And it's the same up here for a lot of them. They don't have to learn shit, so they're kind of, you know.
Yeah, and they're young too. But that guy, man,
that's
a huge ass mistake.
Yeah, it is.
He's done.
What about Watford and Brighton?
Just one thing about Sheffield. So they got Phil Jagielka. So Phil Jagielka will be there.
So they won the lottery to get Phil Jagielka.
Is he gone back?
Yeah.
Really?
That's where he's from?
He was originally Sheffield United, was he?
I don't remember.
I'm pretty certain he was from. I think so.
That's a big name, though. I mean, the guy who played how many games for England? Like.
You know, there's a Phil Jagielka story. David Moyes came into Man United and he said to Rio Ferdinand, he said, listen, here's this DVD of Phil Jagielka. I want you to watch this and do what he did. And Rio went, Phil fucking what? Was he ever fucking one? I've won the fucking Champions League. I've won the fucking Premier League. Phil Jagielka. Was he ever fucking one?
A
bet on the horses, apparently. Well, I don't know.
Did Rio say that?
It's been said that it happened. And that was one of the things that meant. And this was right after Ferguson, you know, who was the great man manager, right?
But the truth to be said, he took Rio Ferdinand's spot on England. Like, Rio didn't get called, right, for one of the tournaments. What was it?
That's right. They
called Jagielka instead of Ferdinand. It was a big deal.
Did they win?
Yeah, how did that work out?
It was Euro 2012, right?
Yeah.
Something like that,
yeah.
All right, let's run through real quick. What about Watford? Any feelings about Watford? They were a lot of trouble last year.
Yeah.
You know, they could give you a run for your money. They started the season out hard. They had their dips, but they're, you know, pretty decent.
They've always had some great players in there. They have some great verve players in there. And Troy Deeney is a great captain.
He was in jail, too. He was in jail as well.
He was? For what?
Who's...
Whose pie did he steal?
No, he was just fighting a lot as a kid.
Right, I think he was in a fight.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
That's normal.
He talked about it like he had a podcast where he talked about like he was very violent.
Redemption and all that kind of stuff. But he's a great player. I mean, didn't he get sent off the other day for elbowing somebody as he went by? It was like a drive-by elbow. It was in one of the games. He could have, like, one of those as he's going by and hoping the 24 cameras around the stadium wouldn't see it.
What are players thinking? I don't know. Half the time, like, do you forget that there's a fucking camera?
No, I don't know.
I know they don't. I'm like, then why do you do that?
Because
there's a reminder every week and midweek when you see other players getting in trouble for shit that they thought the camera wouldn't pick up. So what makes you think you're special?
Goes back to the gray matter argument, clearly.
I think they do forget.
I think they do forget.
I think you just...
They think they're still playing in a park and you can get away with shit.
I think they still think they're playing 10 years ago the way they grew up watching it.
Right.
And they think, even if they're not that old, they're like, back in the day, they're still not used to it.
It was coached. And now coaches would tell you that when you were, get into the wall next to the guy and grab his balls, and when you're up behind him, kind of thing, don't grab his shirt, grab the skin. Make sure.
How about a finger up your ass?
Well.
I've seen that.
Yeah, that shit.
In the Copa America.
Yeah, that shit.
They do that shit.
Yeah, I've seen that. And that guy flipped out, and he got sent off.
You remember Gordon Strachan? I actually met him at a hotel close to Heathrow Airport the other day, and I was saying, I want to ask you, is this story true?
Mm-hmm.
When he was the manager of Coventry City, one of the defenders said, he said, get closer, fuck's sake, get closer to him. He said, how close is close enough? He says, if your cock's not up his arse, you're not close enough.
And what did he say? He said it.
Well, he's going to take credit for a funny one, isn't he? Even if it was some other manager. I mean, you know, as a stand-up comedian, you work on a bill with people and you come off stage and people say, I love that joke you did about being a white woman. And you're going, oh, yeah, thank you.
It's hilarious. That's hilarious. What about Brighton?
They will be in trouble. In my
Are they candidates?
They're definitely candidates.
I think they're going down.
They're
the fuck you team of the season. Like fuck you.
They beat Chris Hughton.
The first game of the season, wasn't it?
Second.
They got rid of Chris Hughton. Fuck you. I don't care. I rooted for you. I'm done with you.
My cousins, they live in Brighton, and he takes his boys to Brighton, and they're just like, but they've been watching them for the last few seasons, so they've seen the rise as they've gone up. And it's done. And the owner, the chairman, has done brilliantly to build a stadium and take. Brighton always used to be. Remember, Brighton played Man United in an FA Cup final, like in the 1980s, mid 1985 or something like that. I know it's before you were born and shit, but they were known, and Brighton, the town, was like known as like, you know, Jersey.
It's full of criminals.
And all the people on the board of directors of the club were like, you know, really dodgy and everything. And so they've kind of cleaned that up, and they've gotten a decent thing, and they've done well. But he clearly isn't. He got rid of Chris Hughton. Which one thing Chris Hughton was capable of doing, because he did it with Newcastle, is keeping them up.
Right.
You know, well, not always, but you know, they
Norwich, right?
And maybe Norwich too. Yeah. But he is. He's a lower and a middler kind of manager. He's never
disciplinary.
But you have to keep. Right. You have to be the keep him up guy if your team owner and chairman are not going to spend money for you to do more.
Right.
So you're paying for what you want.
You buy certain amounts of success.
So it's like, you know, what do you want them to do?
And the only way that Brighton would get better is if they and it's the kind of thing to, just to go back to Bournemouth is if I can't remember his name. What's the manager's name? But he
I know you're talking about
if he was taken Eddie Howe. If they took a manager like Eddie Howe and put him in a place like Brighton, it would give them the opportunity to build a team. But he's been
if they wanted to spend the money.
But they'd have to spend not masses, because it's clearly Eddie Howe at Brighton has brought in a lot of great talent. You know, journeyman talent who have done very well.
You know, it's the funny thing about Bournemouth, they just sold Knockaert,
and he was one of their best players.
And they're selling Dunk to replace Maguire in Leicester City.
Right. So that was on their way down. Yeah, Xavier's right.
What about Villa? Villa spent a lot of money.
I will tell you what Villa should do this weekend. gets, you know, like fake sickness and just not show up because they're going to get steamrolled.
I've spent many a Saturday afternoon at Villa Park. I had a friend who was big Villa fan.
Is it Lloyd?
And his Lloydie. Right.
Yeah, I've been to more Villa games than Man U games.
There you go.
I talk to Lloyd every week.
Yeah, Lloyd's on. He's always sending fucking shit on there, taking the piss out of Man United. Yeah, but good old Lloydie.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, come on, let's go. He's a great brother. He's so proud of watching you. Does you listen to this, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Lloydie, but we just want to say, fuck you.
Yeah, he knows Lloyd because I talk about Lloyd all the time.
Yeah. And you know, John's daughter, Ella, was the mascot for Benteke. One game a few seasons ago when Ella was little.
Oh, yeah?
And, yeah, she went out as the mascot kind of thing, holding his hand and stuff. He scored. Son of a bitch scored 2 goals
And
that
it's never been the same since.
Yeah, that's right. He needs Ella. He needs John Simmet's daughter, I tell you.
That's hilarious.
But, Lloydie, we used to go and watch games, and there was some... I think maybe they won once back then, you know? I mean, and they were always struggling. And they had some good players, but they just kind of haven't had the good management.
Another team that sold too much, but now they got rich owners. I think they have an American owner and an Asian.
They did before because they had not Randy Lerner? No, it was another one. It was one of the other football things, but I don't know who they have now.
Right,
but
they got rich owners. They got money. Then they got the Premiership money, and they spent over £100 million this year.
And they still got John Terry, right?
He retired.
Yeah. No, not playing. He was the assistant at the playoff with Derby.
Lampard and John Terry. That's so crazy.
And people, everybody was joking when Villa won one of their playoff games. Everybody was saying, "So John Terry going to put on the kit and come running out, even though he didn't play?" Because he did that at Chelsea when they won the Champions League. He was banned. He was banned, and he was in the stand. But he put on the kit and came out to do the lap and everything.
That's hilarious.
I'd have done the same.
I would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
I'll tell you, one thing about Villa, because they have some money, so they still didn't spend that much. And Sturridge was one of the players they looked at, and I know that Wayne Rooney wants to come back, and because I know that he does, and he'll probably end up with Derby. He'll end up in the Championship. Yeah, I know that he tried to come back to Man U and try to be a player and assistant to all at the same time, but I don't think that United wanted him back.
He will
end up with Derby probably.
I love him for everything that he did, and I think he was much maligned as a player, but clearly he's drinking hard now.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, and
still for Villa, he would be good. I think
for DC United, he's done brilliantly to do the things that he's done, but it's the MLS, and that's a different ball game altogether.
Yeah. For Aston Villa, I think he would still be all right.
I'm with Davey.
I don't think you can do it. I don't think you can plug somebody. Rooney, when he was great as a forward, had he played in midfield then, he would have been brilliant. But what happened is he did that thing of moving further back and further back and further back, and I just don't think he's got it in his legs now.
Yeah, he didn't have it
even
in his legs.
Even Defoe made a third comeback of his career, and he was still productive.
Listen, man, Villa's style.
At the age of 37.
Villa's style, when I talk to Lloyd and Villa's style, it's fast, it's youth. Mm. Like, listen, that Rooney cannot fit on Villa.
What about Sturridge?
Well, look what
maybe
Slata's doing in the MLS.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the point. It's fucking the MLS. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. I don't think if you.
I mean, he was doing Vela's it before. Playing with everybody here, like Vela is toying with opponents. Carlos Vela.
What about? Yeah, but I think if you put him out in Europe, he won't do the same shit anywhere in Europe.
Who?
Vela.
Carlos Vela. Yeah.
The guy who plays for
the Mexican
player. He's been shit when he was even playing for a decent team. He was shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's just because they're here.
The MLS.
It's just because they're here.
In Spain for Sociedad, he was all right. At Arsenal, he didn't really play very well. Yeah, but he was young too.
He was young in Arsenal.
Very young in Arsenal.
You know, there's moments when I respect what you say, Martin.
He was great at the World Cup.
He'll do that to you a lot. Get used to it.
He was good.
In the World Cup? He's a roller coaster of emotions.
In the World Cup?
Yeah, he was pretty good at the Villa in the World Cup.
I think, never mind Villa, I hope that they do, you know, enough to stay up there because they're one of the original teams to form the Football League originally. They don't give it by anybody anything. But if they have the money that is being spent and they keep it to youth, I think that they'll do well. And if they can just hang on by their fingertips for a couple of seasons, like Everton used to, and just slowly build and build. Because they have the support, which a lot of people don't
do. It's a big team. I'll tell you, because in 2003, I went to Birmingham. Because my friend Piotr Świerczewski, he was former captain of Polish national team, he signed from Olympique Marseille on loan. But they immediately Steve Bruce put him on not even on the bench. He was in the stands. So he went to Birmingham Derby together, and we're standing like behind. He was playing for Birmingham. I mean, not playing for Birmingham, but he was a Birmingham player. They had Dugarry at the time. And they were playing at home against Aston Villa, and they lost 2-0. I think Darius Vassal scored like two goals or something like that. And fans started like throwing stuff. So he's like, okay, five minutes till the end. We have to make it before they start throwing stuff. And when we were walking down, we saw and almost got hit a couple of times by fans throwing, angry fans.
At him?
No,
just anybody. The club players and everybody, right? Yeah, yeah.
The tension of that derby game was incredible.
Yeah, and that's amazing. That's one of those things about football, that those are... There's people who live in the same house who are... It's split. It's the same thing. It doesn't happen as violently with Liverpool and Everton, but Birmingham City, the Bluebirds have been... The Bluebirds of Cardiff City and somebody else. Birmingham are... They are a violent bunch of supporters. Yeah. They really do And then you have that rivalry between West Brom, Wolves, Villa, and Birmingham, And Birmingham have always been the shittest team, and they've always had like the hardest fans kind of thing.
Brom, who's technically Birmingham team, but nobody takes them seriously, even if at some point they were more successful than both Villa and Birmingham.
Nobody
really takes them seriously with the fan base.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, they've been in the... Until Wolves came up, West Brom, rather, were the only one of those, Midlands teams that were doing what they were doing and stuff.
Yeah, it's just in terms of supporters. Like, the real football fans support either Birmingham or Aston Villa.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right. But Wolves have their own. I mean, it's a different town, but Wolves have a really good support system. I mean, and they're doing great.
They're doing great. What do you think Leicester's going to do? They sold us Maguire.
Listen,
they still got a good manager.
Yeah.
And they got Tielemans. They sealed him in. Mm-hmm. And did they buy anything else?
They're buying Dunk from Brighton to replace Maguire.
But this is where I think Leicester fucked up. Because they made this deal
too late.
For sake so long that they don't have the time to spend this money.
Right.
No, they're spending for Dunk.
Come on. Really?
40 mil. Dunk? For Dunk.
You look at me in the eye. The Dunk?
No, that's the guy he won.
Dunk is a donut.
literally.
They pay big money for him.
We paid big money for Maguire, but what he's saying
you gave away
$30 million. Yeah. You could buy, and the guy costs 17 or something like that. So you've got 17 million, sorry, bad math, $60 million of pure profit that you can spend buying. You could buy two or three... you could probably buy two or three people from Ajax for that.
Exactly. And so it's like, but you wasted the time. The window's going to be closed in 4 days. Mm. You could have sold him for 75. I just say time sometimes is equal to money.
Right.
And they're like pushing and trying to get more and inch it up and this and that. It's like, hey, we're going to still get our guy, but you're going to fuck yourselves. And you got a Dunk.
you're right. And listen, the Everton
signing
slammed.
That shows you that you can sign players of that caliber.
You
blew $30 million pounds on Dunk.
Unless they surprise us, and
what
they
Dunk
have,
is great.
You just gave away 30.
Dunk is not going to win you. The league. I mean, the fact of the matter is, they need to
A little Maguire.
They need to put in. No, I think, but that's part of a team. He's slotting into a team that's going to do better, I would think, than Leicester will.
Right.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, Leicester are going to be in the middle. I mean, and that's one of the things about, I don't want to bring it back around to Man United again, but one of the things we'll give Ole Gunnar Solskjaer time is that we're not going to get relegated. Yeah. That's not going to happen. We got time to rebuild in that sense.
But six feels like relegation to us, though, and that's the fans' panic at that.
Right. Yeah. But I mean, but in terms of, that's ridiculous. Holding out that long with... To sell, unless they've already done the deal.
You need to do business.
I'll give you a good example where I believe in Rodgers because he overachieved.
I believe
Swansea.
In a good team.
A guy at Swansea who only played one great season in his entire life, and then he retired like 3 years later. It was a Spanish guy. What was his name? He scored like 20 goals for Swansea when Rodgers was there. It started with C.
Was this in a championship?
No, they were in the Premier League. It was like the third best scorer of the season.
It was Rodgers left and Martinez went there. Right. Was it the other way around?
It might have been the other way around.
Was it Martinez? It's one C Spanish star.
Right, I can't
Michu,
remember.
Michu, something like that, no?
Michu. No, Michu was the Tottenham player, wasn't he?
No,
I know who you mean. I can't remember. Yes, I know who you mean.
2012 or something, or 11. 2011. Michu, no, that was his name, Michu.
M-I-C-H-U?
Wait,
that's...
How's
he
doing?
No, no one on there. Those are 2011.
Maybe 2012 then.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, his name was Michu.
Yeah, no, I remember him.
Michu, yeah, here you go. 18 goals. Michu, yeah.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared. He had one amazing season.
So you're saying it's because of Rodgers?
No, I mean, they've got someone that we don't know of that will have a season like that, so.
Well, Rodgers, yeah, no, you're right.
Well, they got a lot of youth players that they brought up last year and people, you know, some appetizing young dudes. But the coach who they fired, you know, Claude the Vampire Puel?
Was he at Leicester? Yeah. Well,
yeah. He, you know, he's the one that started integrating, but he also started alienating some of the veteran players like Vardy and all that. So, but this guy Rodgers is an upgrade, and
he came into Swansea. I think it was after Martinez. Martinez built a team, which Rodgers came in and made them and galvanized them and made them look fantastic. And clearly, when he left, it all fell apart again. Mm-hmm.
They had Laudrup.
Right.
Michael Laudrup.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But
Martinez was at Wigan.
Wigan?
Yeah, but he was at Swansea before.
I think he was at Swansea.
He built the Swansea.
Wigan Athletic.
No. Yeah, that's where he went from Swansea.
To the Premiership.
Then he went to Everton for sure.
Yeah, because he left to get into the Premiership.
Because I know they had Laudrup as well. Right. Michael Laudrup.
They did, but that was very brief. That was very brief. But Rodgers is a good manager. There's no question about that. If he can do the same thing here and galvanize the old, you know, the team. There was talk about buying back the guy from Chelsea at one point as well.
They bought players from Newcastle, right?
They did. They got Ayoze Perez.
Yeah.
A great player. Did really good at Newcastle, you know. I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
Yeah. Although he was very bad for Newcastle, but sometimes he had a game where
he was the best player there. I'm serious.
Almiron was the best player.
Let's go to...
It still is, yeah.
I'm around? No,
yeah, of course.
So. He didn't prove himself yet. Maybe this year he'll do something.
But
what is he going to do? Like, so you got Newcastle, is it Bruce?
Bruce, yeah.
Yeah, I know. We got to get out. Is it Steve Bruce?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you think? Let's just do Newcastle and we're out.
I think they're in danger of although they have money now to spend, they're spending some money, so we'll see.
When? They got 4 days to spend it.
Steve Bruce is one of those guys who, he's like, computers? Technology? That's not football.
Yeah.
So he's kind of like replacing, they're like replacing Benitez. Uh-huh. Being replaced by Steve Bruce is like taking off a jet engine and putting in a rubber band, you know. And now he's a hero and a legend at Man United, but he
as a player,
exactly.
This is why I don't like Paul Ince. Like he was going off the other day, but he's the one when they fired Mourinho was suggesting Manu hire Bruce. I go fuck yourself. What was Ince for? He's a Arsenal player.
No, he was a United player.
And then he went to West Ham.
Then United.
Of course, you
did. West Ham. Then United. And then the heinous crime. He went to Liverpool.
So right. That's why you could tell he's a Liverpool.
I'll tell you a funny story about Steve Bruce. You know,
we don't have the time.
Okay, so I used to have his phone number.
We literally don't. I just got a signal.
I used to have his phone number when I started, and I called him once when he was on the bench as a coach. Yeah,
and he accident.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Great coaching.
I think that's the best way to dial Steve Bruce's video. But
and then what do y'all think of Chelsea? Let's do Chelsea, and then we out.
Pulisic. Pulisic. I think
he's going to do way better than
How can
people
you
think.
Bring in an ex-player as your manager and think they're going to do any good? Wait a minute. Who are we talking about?
It's hilarious.
I think Pulisic will be good.
I think Pulisic will be good. I think Lampard, it's a perfect fit for him, but are the fans going to be patient? We'll see.
And that's really what you need. But you know, that's a Chelsea fan friend of mine says,
Yeah, he does the statistics of how many managers they've had. Mm-hmm. Some, you know, like 23 or something like that over a period. And during that period of time, they won a Champions
League.
They've
something.
Won the Premiership. Yeah. They've gone on and done stuff. So clearly, maybe it don't matter. Maybe the headless chicken is just as good as anything else.
Although losing Hudson-Odoi to a season-ending injury, that's going to be a big problem.
Oh, so he's injured?
Yeah.
Who?
Hudson-Odoi, right?
The guy that wouldn't sign the contract is injured?
Yeah.
He didn't do anything from last year, really, so I don't think it's going to be a miss. It will be the thing about Chelsea is going to be most interesting is seeing how Lampard does. I'm interested to see how that happens, how that works. You know, I mean, let's be honest. When we're talking about managers and ex-players and stuff, because people always bring up Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and Swansea. You know, the thing with Frank Lampard, let's remember, he's now best known as a manager for not getting his team into the Premier League. So let's see how he does.
It actually worked out better for him, because if he'd have got them in there, he'd be more inclined to. It would have been tough. Maybe. No, actually, maybe not. He's like, hey, I got you into the Premier League, and now I'm leaving you.
And he's got a good assistant, you know, the rapist.
Are you guys going to take
the assistant?
What's his name? Jody Morris?
The youth coach?
Jody Morris, that guy. No, not him. No, Jody Morris was one of the guys who, during that his period as a player, was like, caught with, she wasn't underage, but he was doing the girl claim rape in a car out in the bush somewhere or something.
Are you guys gonna win?
Are we gonna win? I hope so. How about that?
You guys talking really good about Chelsea over here.
It will be a draw.
Maybe a draw. Yeah. What do you think?
No, Chelsea? We're gonna win.
We're gonna win. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna win.
You got anything you want to plug?
Sure. Read 442. I have a thing with Shaka Hislop and with Benjamin Pavard there.
Nice. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah, 442. It's a really good. He's got a thing.
Thank you.
If you don't like facts, read 442.
No, I will read 442. Shaka was a Shaka full of shit, man. You know, he's a trini. What the fuck does he know about football?
He's a con man on that ESPN. He's a pundit out here on ESPN.
I know.
It's
I like
funny.
Him.
He's funny. No, he's a funny pundit.
He's decent.
He's actually
pretty good. Anything you want to plug?
I got a show in Bakersfield Barbecue, Brooklyn's Barbecue. It's August 17th. It's me, Eddie Bravo, and Sam Tripoli. And that's pretty much it. Just follow me on Actually Marks the Spot, and that's pretty much it.
All right. And check me out on Instagram at Ian Edwards Comic. Go to Comedy Central, and you can watch my special, Bill Burr Presents Ian Talk. So it's free now. You could just go to stream it like normal at the Comedy Central website. And if you want to see my dates, go to IanEdwardsComedian.com, click shows, and you'll see all my dates.
You want to see my dates? Just go check America's Most Wanted. Or Jamaican Paleface on Instagram.
Paleface on Instagram. Thank you. Great guest. Thank you.
Thank you.
New season. Good luck.
Good luck.
We're winning, man.
Yeah, I hope so.
We'll be fine.